every day, Mass is celebrated at St. Dominic's Chapel at the Chancery Offices of the Archdiocese of Atlanta. The following is a recording of today's readings and homily from a previous year.
A reading from the Book of Sirach. To keep the law is a great oblation, and he who observes the commandments sacrifices a peace offering. In works of charity, one offers fine flour, and when he gives alms, he presents his sacrifice of praise. To refrain from evil pleases the Lord, and to avoid injustice is an atonement. Appear not before the Lord empty-handed, for all that you offer is in fulfillment of the precepts. The just one's offerings enrich the altar and rises as a sweet odor before the Most High. The just one's sacrifice is most pleasing, nor will it ever be forgotten. In a generous spirit, pay homage to the Lord, but not sparing of freewill gifts. With each contribution, show a cheerful countenance and pay your tithes in a spirit of joy. Give to the Most High as he has given to you, generously according to your means. For the Lord is one who always repays, and he will give back to you sevenfold. But offer no bribes, those he does not accept. Trust not in sacrifice of the fruits of extortion. For he is a God of justice who knows no favorites. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
To the upright I will show the saving power of God.
To the upright I will show the saving power of God.
Gather my faithful ones before me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice, and the heavens proclaim his justice, for God himself is the judge. To the upright I will show the saving power of God. Hear, my people, and I will speak. Israel, I will testify against you. God, your God, am I. Not for your sacrifices do I rebuke you, for your burnt offerings are before me always. To the upright I will show the saving power of God. Offer to God praise as your sacrifice, and fulfill your vows to the Most High. He that offers praise as a sacrifice glorifies me, and to him that goes the right way I will show the salvation of God. To the upright I will show the saving power of God. Alleluia! 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 Blessed are you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. You have revealed to the little ones the mysteries of the kingdom. Alleluia!
Alleluia! Alleluia!
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Chapter 10, verses 28 through 31. Peter began to say to Jesus, "We've given up everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Amen. I say to you, there is no one who has given up house or brothers, or sisters, or mother, or father, or children, or lands, for my sake and for the sake of the gospel, who will not receive 100 times more now in this present age, houses and brothers and sisters, and mothers and children and lands, with persecutions and eternal life in the age to come. But many that are first will be last, and the last will be first." The Gospel of the Lord. I think this first reading should be proclaimed on Sundays because it's very inspiring in regards to what it means to recognize giving as a sacrifice of praise. as something that is very pleasing to God. And I think all of us, we are always going to be challenged as to what it means to be generous. And we can sometimes get into debates as to whether or not somebody deserves our charity, including our church. And it's not always easy, I find, because sometimes people will say, how much does it cost for the Mass, for the funeral Mass? And it's very painful because it's not meant to cost. It's meant to be given. Obviously, we benefit from the response of those who appreciate and recognize that God's ministry is meant to be supported, but how much does it cost? It costs nothing. And I always like to say, you know, it's a free will offering, but nonetheless, it doesn't always work out that way. I was blessed to have somebody teach me, it is better to err on the side of giving than to err on the side of not giving. And I can remember as a new priest, a car came up to St. Anne's in Marietta, and I was approached by this car, and as they were asking for something, and to this day I will never forget, you know, my mistake in regards to, as they were asking, they lowered the window, and the smell was so putrid that it offended me. It, you know, it just caused me to take a back and say, and I just said, I was so horrified, I just said, no, we don't have anything right now. And to this day, it always haunts me because that was a need right there and then, but I was more caught up with my own idiosyncratic, you know, horror of something that smelled so bad that I couldn't even respond to it. And I just always prayed after that I'd always love to err on the side of giving. And I think this is part of the ministry that even, you know, Peter is kind of thinking that he deserves more because he gave up more, when in fact, by no means was he giving up. He was actually receiving, as St. Francis says. It's far better to give, and we receive more than the others that we're giving to. So may God bless us in our ministry of generosity.